Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study in the home, we said it should be evident for somebody to walk into your home and know that you were a Christian. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Don't be ashamed of Jesus in your home. It's interesting that some children, teens, have posters of rock stars, half-naked people, sports heroes, or something else in their room. If you put a Bible plaque on the wall, they'd get upset. They'd take it down if friends were coming over. Now, my friend, people should be able to walk into our homes and know that they're in a Christian home. If they broke in while you were out, they ought to know. We were at church one Sunday. When we got home, our house had been broken into. And what's funny is that one of the things that were stolen that day was the Ten Commandments that were on a plaque on the wall. And they were stolen. Now, I'm kind of praising the Lord that a thief got the Ten Commandments to have to look at. Now, nonetheless, they stole that off the wall. Now, I'm just saying that somebody ought to know that yours is a Christian home. A lot of us that are fundamental Christians would have things to say about Catholicism and why it's wrong scripturally. And one of the things is idols. And, you know, you can walk into a Catholic home and you can see a statue of Mary and they call the Queen of Heaven and so forth. And we know that that is sin and wrong. But at least we know it's a Catholic home. Now, to be able to walk in your home and say that it is a Christian home. Many wonder why churches today, you go to them and it's like going into a nightclub. It may be a result of having lost respect for the things of God in our homes long before we lost that respect at church. Now, that leads to some practical points of developing your child. Develop your child morally. Let your child see that the Lord is more important to you than any hobby or leisure. In 1 John 3:18 it says, "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." You can sit there and tell your children you love God, but then they see you stay home instead of going to church because you want to watch a ball game on television, or they see you watching raunchy stuff on television, then whatever you said about the Lord is hypocritical. And by the way, it does carry over into your TV viewing, does it not? Are the things that you or your family view on television, do those things portray an anti-scriptural philosophy? For example, what about Freud and spanking, Dr. Spock and spanking? Years ago, we watched Leave It to Beaver. And who were the guys that were maladjusted? Was it not old Eddie Haskell down the road and Lumpy? Their fathers spanked them. Seems like Wally and Beaver, their dad, always reasoned it out. Sometimes took the blame that his children did wrong because they just did not have a good understanding of their child. That was Freud. You know, we felt kind of easy about watching Leave It to Beaver because, my goodness, there's no cussing, no sex, no nudity. And so we felt kind of comfortable. And yet, it was teaching the false doctrine of Freud and Spock. But furthermore, what about today's TV? What morals do the stars portray on the screen? Would you allow a woman who is not in your family walk into your home and walk around in her underwear? Then why do you allow it? You do through your television. Does the star or hero, if you wish, drink alcohol, not obey the law, and cuss? Are there hints at immorality in the lives of these stars? Now, let me ask you a question. And this is a very important question. Please get this question and answer it honestly to yourself. Having mentioned all these things in your Christian life, are these the things it takes to entertain you? Wow. Does that hit you between the eyes? Because it tells you where you are spiritually, if that's what you need to entertain you. Have you considered this? By the time your child graduates from high school, that little light will have shined on his countenance for 18,000 hours, which will be 7,000 more hours than they spent in the classroom. Forget the 22,836 sitcoms or the over 350,000 commercials, which I think quite a few of them nowadays need an R rating on them. What else will your children get out of worshiping at the shrine of prime time? Now, parents think, well, oh, come on, Brother Andy, the television doesn't have that much influence on our home. Oh, it doesn't. A few years ago, they came out the movie titled Home Alone. We have a Christian school. Right after that movie come out, we found quite often, and quite frequently, should we say, that the sinks in our bathrooms were being stopped up, and then the water turned on so they'd run over and flood the floor. It was something that was on that movie. Now, we say that it has no influence on them, and yet, that wasn't happening until that movie come out, and then it started happening frequently. And we think that there is no influence on the children? When the TV has its morals constantly paraded to their mind, we think it has no influence? You say, what else? What else will your children get out of this? Let me tell you what your children get out of it. First of all, a loss of innocence. By the time your child graduates, he will have witnessed 13,000 murders. He won't even flinch anymore. Your child will likely find a role model, although it may not be the role model you desire, one that's disrespectful to parents, loose in their morals around the opposite sex. And then when you think of the sodomizing of America, they may even accept homosexuality, which is sodomy, as a respectful lifestyle and even experiment therein. My friend, according to God's word, and I am the messenger of that word to you, that sin of sodomy, whether it's one partner for life or multiple partners, is a filthy, vile abomination in God's sight. You say, Brother Andy, that sounds unloving. No. Because I love God, I tell the truth. Because I love you and want you to repent of your sin. I'm telling you the truth. It just may be that there are some parents listening to this broadcast that need to come before God and ask God to give them the character to teach their children respect and morals, maybe even to the point you just go forward in your church with your family at the invitation time and bow at the altar and ask God to help you to lead your children, your family, in the way of the Lord and serving Him and doing what's right. You see, entertainment tells us, and some segments of education, that premarital sex is okay as long as you use some type of a protection. And that is wrong as far as the Word of God is concerned, and He is the judge of the whole earth. And not only should you teach a child Bible and doctrine and morals and respect. I believe that you should also teach them the social graces of God. Now, that is the social graces of God, not man. For an example, teach your children modesty. Ours is not to emulate the former life. 1 Peter 1:14 says, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. That word fashioning has the idea of not trying to be like the world, to give a spiritual title or spin to it in order to ease your mind. You don't try to say, well, we'll look like it, but we'll give Bible words to it. We'll make it sound Christian. We'll Christianize these worldly things. No, the Bible, again, shows that trying to Christianize anything, whether it's dress, rock music, or whatever, is a filthy, rotten, vile sin in God's sight, just like sodomy is. That's why, when I preach against contemporary music, I'm not just preaching an opinion. I'm not preaching something that is just a priority with me. I'm not preaching a preference. I'm preaching the truth of God's Word, and that thing is sin. In Ephesians 4:22, it says that you put off concerning the former conversation. That is the matter of life. You just put it off completely. It says, put off concerning the former conversation the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Now, you put it off and anything like it, you're a new creature in Christ. Don't try to emulate the old life under a spiritual disguise. You know, people say that, well, we have Christian rock music, or we dress in mini skirts, or we do whatever because we're trying to win them. My friend, let me shock you. We're not out to win them. We're out to change them. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. We need to teach our children there are places we do not go. Now, Christian children, teens, and for that matter, young adults who are out on their own, and any Christian for that matter, doesn't have any business in a bar, a nightclub, or at a rock concert. In Romans 12:1-2, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Now, this is how your body is to be presented, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, let me just say two things about that verse. A living sacrifice looks at an ox. And an ox would either be sacrificed on an altar or given to the plow. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast. 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.